Hobart's 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
I'm Adam Hawes. Hezbollah has confirmed its leader Hassan Nasrallah has been killed in an Israeli airstrike. Israel is defending its action, arguing the terrorist group must be extinguished. World leaders are calling for calm. Europe correspondent Hannah Sinclair says it could lead to an escalation of violence in the region.
Nasrallah was one of the most influential figures in the Middle East, who led the Lebanese militant group for the past three decades, turning it into an arch enemy of Israel and cementing alliances with militant groups such as Hamas.
The number of assaults in New South Wales schools has doubled over the past 12 months. The Education Department has reported just over 1,500 incidents. Teachers say a growing number of assaults involve weapons. The state government is being urged to take steps to make sure schools are safe. Fresh and simple food choices are at the centre of this year's World Heart Day. Experts say opting for fresh and local produce over ultra-processed foods promotes good heart health and reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease. Co-founder of food co-op business Box Divi, Jane Travers-Drapes, says diet makes a big difference.
The aim is to give fresh food easy access to people and also to teach them how to cook. So I think it's really important not only to eat well, but know what to do with it.
West Australian police are investigating the discovery of a bone at Cottesloe Beach. It was found by an off-duty officer yesterday. It's about 40 centimetres long and looks similar to a femur, but it's not yet known if it's human. The state pathologist will determine if further investigation is necessary. Also making news, New South Wales fisheries officers are refusing to inspect commercial trawlers at night without police assistance following an increase in violent behaviour from criminal gangs at sea. And the United States will finish its military mission in Iraq by next year. Troops will leave some bases which have been occupied for close to two decades. In sport, Brisbane's Will Ashcroft became the second youngest player to win a Norm Smith medal for best on ground after a blistering performance in a 60-point win over Sydney in the AFL Grand Final. After tearing an ACL, Ashcroft watched last year's loss from the sidelines and says today is the culmination of his fight back.
I feel like I've been building for this moment, and in my mind I've been building for this moment last pre-season. When we lost on this day last year, I've been thinking about it since then. So to ultimately just make the Grand Final again and win it, it's hard to put into words, and I can't believe I'm here, or we're here, to be honest.
Penrith has become the first team in South Sydney in 1971 to qualify for five straight grand finals. The Panthers overcoming a gritty Sharks 26-6 at a Coors Stadium to move into the NRL decider against the Storm. Brentford is claiming what could be a world record after another scintillating start in the 1-1 draw with West Ham. For the third Premier League game in a row, the Bees scored inside the opening 40 seconds, and the Jack Jumpers have begun their NBL title defence with an 81-72 win over Melbourne United. And that is the very latest in news and sport.
One hour per fortnight. That's all they're asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
The end of an era. After over 60 years selling quality Italian furniture, Brescia Furniture is closing its doors and saying goodbye. A once-in-a-lifetime sale. Everything must go. Leather and fabric lounges, dining suites, bedroom furniture and accessories priced to clear. Your chance to buy unmistakable Italian luxury at the lowest prices. Come in store to Brescia Furniture closing sale now on 119 Cabramatta Road, Cabramatta.
Station sponsor.
In Dundas Valley, a truck crash has the westbound lane closed on Kissing Point Road at Silverwater Road. In Blacktown, semi-trailer crash and wires down, closing Balmoral Street in both directions between Newton Road and Bungarrabee Road. And in Millers Point, roadworks closing Lavender Street eastbound between Middlemiss Street and the Pacific Highway. Come see the team at 4K RV Campbelltown and ask them about the Australian-made Aveda Motorhomes on offer. For quality Aveda Motorhomes, visit avedarv.com.au. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas, that's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz, and it's a great joy to share morning devotions with you for a few minutes today. I hope that you're well today. yesterday I was talking about the fear of rejection, that people are going to reject me. And one of the saddest verses in the Bible I found is in Psalm 27, verse 10. And here's the man who was the king of Israel. He'd spent most of his 20s actually running for his life from another king. I'm talking about David. And he said in Psalm 27, verse 10, "Even my father and mother have forsaken me." So he was a king who was rejected. And you know what also, in talking about rejection, Jesus was rejected, and Isaiah says that he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. So Jesus knew quite well what it was like to be treated as a person of no value, and we're talking about the Saviour, the Son of God. He was treated worthless. He was well acquainted with sorrow and grief, and people know what Jesus went through as they watched him die on the cross. And in Luke, the people of his hometown rose up and actually threw Jesus out of their city, and they actually planned to throw him off a cliff. They rejected him. And in Mark, the people asked Jesus, Mark chapter 5, to leave their city. They rejected him. And in Mark chapter 3, verse 21, Mark tells that Jesus' close relatives told him to be quiet. They rejected his message. So we're talking about someone, Jesus, the Son of God, who was well acquainted with rejection. He lived a perfect life, but he still had to endure rejection from the people that actually misunderstood him and misconstrued his life and his purpose. I like this true story that came out of the US about a little boy. He had a nickname, Sparky. They used to call him Sparky because way back there was a comic strip horse named Sparkplug, and Sparky never actually got rid of that nickname. Well, he failed in every subject in eighth grade at school. He failed physics. He got zero for the course, and he actually distinguished himself as the worst physics student at that school. He tried Latin, algebra, English. He failed. He didn't do much better in sports, actually. Although he managed to make the school golf team, he lost that match. Well, throughout his youth, he was an awkward young man. He was not disliked. People liked him, but they didn't really care too much about him. He was astonished if a classmate actually said hello to him. So there was no way whether he would ever have a girlfriend. He never asked a girl out. He was too afraid. He just felt he was a loser. Well, Sparky made up his mind early in life that if things were meant to work out, he felt that they would. He felt he was a fairly mediocre person. But one thing he really liked, and that was drawing. He was proud of his artwork, even if nobody else noticed it. And in his senior year at high school, he submitted some cartoons to someone for the end of the class yearbook. They were rejected, and Sparky was convinced, well, I just have to do something. So he graduated from high school, and he wrote a letter to Walt Disney Studios, and they asked him to send some of the samples, and so he drew a cartoon. He spent a great deal of time, and a reply came back from Disney Studios, sorry, it wasn't good enough, you're rejected. So he wrote his own autobiography in cartoons. He described his childhood, how he was an underachiever. But do you know what? This boy who failed in every subject was actually Charles Munro Schultz, and he created the Peanuts comic strip and the little cartoon boy whose kite would never fly. I'm sure you've probably seen the cartoon, Charlie Brown. So here he was, a man who was a loser. Perhaps the reason Charlie Brown became so popular is because we can identify with him. I guess we've all known rejection. The Bible, as I've said, tells us that Jesus was rejected. Jesus, the stone of the builders, rejected. John in the Gospel says that Jesus came to his own, but his own did not receive him. And so there was this discouragement. And I think there are three words. The three greatest words, if you feel rejected today, are God loves you. For God is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Lord, we don't know what happens today or what will come, joy or sadness, but we thank you for your presence and your blessing. And help those who are rejected today, I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
It's not enough to know you from afar. It's not enough to have you just in part. Struggling to be close, not far beyond. And it's so hard. And I see
Dan Bremner's, that one is called Yours on Hope 103.2. And Home and Away is one of those shows that I think everyone sort of grew up watching, or at least it was in the background of your lives. But people have a complaint about these newer seasons of the show, and we're going to dive into it after Daft Punk. This one is called Give Life Back to Music.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fault. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, he will make your heavy light. Don't worry, this love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Way down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me, cause on and on and on you keep blessing me, but on and on and on I keep worrying, why I'm always running when you're telling me don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fault, don't worry, it'll be alright, don't worry, you will make your heavy light. Got the shoulders for the burdens I'm bearing. Broke down and pulling over by the wayside. Was never made for this type of beat, so I throw my hands up and my load gets lighter. I throw my hands up and then burn like fire. Float up to heaven like the smoke in the air. I flip my worries in the prayer, leave them right there. Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, it will
you can see him through God's eyes. If you can only see him through God's eyes, yeah. I know you probably seen God's eyes. If you can see him through God's eyes, yeah. He's right on time, right on time.
Just lay it down, it's not your fight.
That one's called Right On Time. Sharma here with you for your Sunday morning. And Home and Away is one of those shows that is huge. You know, everyone had it in the background of their lives. Even in New Zealand, I was watching Home and Away when the River Boys first came out of the river. I suppose, I don't know where they came from, but I was watching it and loving every second of it. However, like a lot of other people, I stopped. And people are saying that there is one massive gap or complaint that they have with the show, and that is the fact that Summer Bay High is no longer a focal point of the show. You barely see anyone going to school. It hasn't appeared on the show in years. In fact, it's quite literally gone without a word. It's like teenagers are no longer a part of the show, even though their storylines, I would say, were some of the most interesting. But hopefully now that they're aware of the fact that people have noticed, they will bring back Summer Bay High.
Hope 103.2, out and about with you, wherever you are.
It's time for Christian Jobs Australia Jobs of the Week. There are fantastic jobs right now in Christian schools across Australia, including teaching, admin, finance, chaplaincy, and many more. If you're looking for a rewarding and exciting school or teaching job that shares your values, you can apply today at christianjobs.com.au or tell a friend who you think would be perfect for the job. You can apply for or view many more jobs at station sponsor christianjobs.com.au or on the Christian Jobs app.
When you go solar with Solar Heart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on Solar Heart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a Solar Heart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get Solar Heart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
Hope.
103.2.
supposed to make mistakes.
We are searchlights, we can see in the dark. We are rockets pointed up at the stars. We are billions of beautiful hearts. You sold us down the river too far. What about us? To be solved. We are children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called, but man, you fooled.
Yeah, bro. What about us? What about us? What about us?
Hope 1032.
Deserve you on Hope 1032. That is Plum. And Daniel Ricciardo has been racing for Red Bull for yonks, and people have grown to love him. He is an Australian icon, but unfortunately it appears that his time with Red Bull has come to an end, and he has been replaced by Liam Lawson. Now, obviously people love Liam Lawson, especially in New Zealand, but it's just the way that it was all just kind of handled. I think Daniel Ricciardo was hoping to return, and then obviously he wasn't offered a spot back on the team. So it's just, it's kind of rough from the Red Bull's perspective. Not to say that any of it is Liam's fault, but it's going to take some adjusting for F1 fans.
Here we go again! Gorgi, strap yourselves in for Series 3 of She Wasn't Born Yesterday. I'm Janet.
And I'm Amelia, and we'll be chatting with some amazing guests.
Starting with Professor Georgina Long, Co-Medical Director of Melanoma Institute Australia, about how to save our skins.
And from Australian of the Year to Financial Planner of the Year expert, Michelle Stone explains how to boss your money.
We talk to a mental health GP about all things ADHD.
And the very sobering topic of women abused by clergy.
And so much more. She Wasn't Born Yesterday, new series, starts October on Apple Pods, Spotify or the Hope 1032 app. We look forward to your company.
So, how's your quote going for your frames and trusses?
Still waiting.
Try MCM Frame and Truss.
Why?
Well, they're quick to respond with competitive quotes and have great standard inclusions like termite-treated timber.
Sounds like MCM Frame and Truss really know how to keep it simple.
For a quick turnaround of your quote with great standard inclusions at competitive prices, the choice is simple. Visit mcmframes.com.au. Station sponsor.
This coffee moment is brought to you by station sponsor Pablo and Rusty's Coffee Roasters. We source, roast, brew and serve delicious, ethical and sustainable specialty coffee right here in Sydney. Fresh beans, compostable pods, coffee concentrate and more delivered to your door. Order now at pabloandrustys.com.au. Use promo code HOPE for an exclusive discount. Pablo and Rusty's. Drink better coffee. Change the world.
Here's Carl Faze with a Daily Nudge.
Have you heard the term overnight success? Those who seemingly overnight go from being unknown to celebrity status. While some reality TV shows produce unlikely superstars, Malcolm Gladwell in his book Outliers has a different view on the term overnight success. Gladwell points to the research of music students and what it takes for the best students to achieve the level of skill needed to be exceptional. The end result of the research is basically 10,000 hours of work. That is, 10,000 hours of practice and hard work for people to stand out from the average. You know, many people blame luck, fate, or even God that they have never achieved their hoped for success. Yet it may just be that they are several thousand hours of hard work short of what is needed.
Carl Faze for dailynudge.org.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Emotions at me, but any fool
Hope. We'll bring it.
Hope 1032.
You got all that emotion that's heaving like an ocean, and you're drowning in a deep, dark well. I can hear it in your voice that if you only had a choice, you would rather be anyone else. I love you just the way that you are. I love the way you made your precious heart. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. I know it's hard to hear it when that anger in your spirit is pointed like an arrow at your chest. When the voices in your mind are anything but kind, and you can't believe your father knows best. I love you just the way that you are. I love the way he's shaping your heart. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Well, how does it end when the war that you're in is just you against you against you? Gotta learn to love, learn to love, learn to love your enemies too. Can't expect to be perfect, it's a fight you gotta forfeit. You belong to me, whatever you do. So lay down your weapon, darling, take a deep breath and believe that I love you. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself.
Hope 103.2.
You see tonight, it could go either way. Hearts balanced on a razor blade. We are designed to love and break, then to rinse and repeat it all again. I get stuck when the world's too loud, and things don't look up when you're going down. I know your arms are reaching out from somewhere beyond the clouds. You make me feel like my troubled heart is a million miles away. You make me feel like I'm drunk on stars and we're dancing out in space, celestial.
chorus. Let's make tonight go on and on and on.
You make me feel
we were made to be nothing more than this. Finding magic in all the songs.
You make me feel
the way we notice that's what really matters. Let's make tonight go on and on and
you
on.
You make me feel like my troubled heart is a million miles away. You make me feel
Celestial, that's Ed Sheeran on Hope 103.2, and taking a look at the community notice board from tomorrow, there is a year 13 study camp. If you are a year 11 or 12 HSC or IB student, this is a camp for you. It is a great opportunity for you to get away from the usual distractions of life and get serious about your study. You can find out information on the website hope1032.com.au/noticeboard, and while you're there, take a look at some of the other awesome events that are taking place in the community.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
The death of a loved one is difficult enough without the legal process of applying for probate or letters of administration and distributing the estate. Let Komen and Associates help. They'll look after you with compassion and understanding. And if you mention you heard this, your first consultation is free. At this difficult time, let station sponsor Komen and Associates look after you, so you can worry about the things that really matter. Just visit comanassociates.com.au.
At Storm International, we clean with integrity, trust and service that shines. As a proud Christian cleaning company, we're committed to giving schools, aged care facilities and businesses a pristine clean every time. Call 1300 361 325 for a free initial deep clean and free sanitary services for the life of your contract. Storm International, keeping your spaces clean and tidy because every corner deserves a little grace. Visit storminternational.com.au. Station sponsor.
Every year, the people of Torres Strait celebrate the coming of the light, the day God's word arrived on their shores. Today, Bible League is bringing that light to First Nations people across Australia through Badiula for Bibles. Badiula is an Indigenous word for light. We're letting First Nations people know they're seen, valued and loved. $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian. Donate now at BibleLeague.org.au.
Sydney's Hope.
103.2.
'cause you're limitless.
Spring with Hope 103.2.
You know I love you so. for you I bleed myself dry.
Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
I'm Adam Hawes. Israel is defending its airstrikes over Beirut, which have claimed the leader of Hezbollah. Hassan Nasrallah was killed in the attack. The 64-year-old has been in hiding for years, fearing he would be assassinated. Israeli Defence Force spokesman Daniel Halgari says Nasrallah has brought untold grief to many.
The senior terrorists eliminated with him and the central headquarters were a legitimate military target under international law. Hezbollah is dragging the state of Lebanon and the entire region into a wider escalation.
New South Wales police are leaving the force in droves, some to make the most of an old compensation scheme. More than 300 officers have declared themselves unfit for duty over the past 6 weeks. The move comes as the state government prepares to end lump sum payouts. Under the new scheme, police would receive smaller payments spread over a decade. The State Emergency Service has received more than 200 calls as heavy rain impacts parts of the Northern Rivers and the state's north coast. People in the area are being urged to stay vigilant with the severe weather set to continue. The Wilson River is expected to reach its peak today. New research shows Australians throw away 7.7 million meals per day. Experts say meal planning and using leftovers can help address the issue. And Food Waste Australia campaign manager Mandy Hall says action is needed.
If Australians just could undertake them bit by bit and form those new habits, the significant impact that would have on the food waste issue across Australia is astronomical.
Also making news, West Australian police are investigating the discovery of a bone at Cottesloe Beach. It's about 40 centimetres long. It looks similar to a femur, but it's not yet known if it is human. Fisheries officers are refusing to inspect commercial trawlers at night unless there is a police presence. Officers say they are increasingly the target of criminal gangs and their safety is at risk. And almost 50 kilograms of illicit drugs have been seized at Sydney Airport over a 48-hour period. In sport, Panthers coach Ivan Cleary says the NRL bunker has him anxious ahead of next week.